With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, guys, we're rolling.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Wow. Happy Wednesday.
That was fast. That was a quick week. Okay.
It's a girl talk.
Sun's shining at the moment. We're feeling good. Can we just have a moment for the light nights?
Incredible.
Changes my life.
It's truly, it's just nice.
Mm. You know when it's 8 p.m. and it's light?
It is true.
It's phenomenal.
The weather and all of that changes the mood.
Absolutely.
And seasonal depression
is
like actually
is a real thing.
And just like sun and blue sky is a thing.
Does a lot.
And that people in LA and in the sunny state of California
are happier.
Are generally happier and a bit more positive than us in gloomy England.
Well, yeah, because we've woke up this morning like, wow, sunshine.
Well, yeah,
let's be outside.
You want to do more.
Yeah.
Because yesterday...
You want to make the most of the day. You don't want to sit in on your
right.
sofa watching, I don't know
when
what.
I woke up and saw it was raining, it's like, right, well, it's not really much we can do.
Not really going to go outside.
No. Not really be at one with nature and get wet. Because I got wet walking to the gym and I thought that was enough for me.
My mum and dad came to visit.
I know. But did it... dampen the day? Literally.
Funnily enough, I think Fiona was trying to fight it.
I bet she was.
She was like, this doesn't at all matter. It doesn't matter. We don't mind. Blah, 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 blah.
To be fair, it wasn't the worst rain, but it was drizzling. It was just
drizzling all day.
Yeah.
But we really made the best of the situation.
But in LA, does it even drizzle?
We've been there when it's rained, for sure.
Right. But do they have those days where it's just drizzle all day?
I don't know.
Because
I'm
those are honestly the worst kind of days where it's just wet air.
Mm.
Those are the worst ones for me. I'd rather it be torrential. And you know, when you're like, God, look at the rain.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. It's almost exciting. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Well, it's girl talk, guys. So happy Wednesday. We hope you've had a good week.
Good
so
question
far.
Of the week.
And it's getting to that time where we're maybe booking some girls' holidays.
Oh my God.
What are we saying, guys?
Girls' holidays. And the dramas that surround such an event.
I feel like there's a lot of politics sometimes around girls'
holidays.
I feel like,
number one, also, it's definitely a victory to have even arranged and executed one.
For the holiday to have made it out of the group chat is
seeing a lot of that on
is
TikTok.
A huge victory.
But it truly is. Mm. You know, it's hard enough me and Sophia coordinating with my sister.
Right.
Okay, just the three of us.
Bearing in mind, me and Chintz are on the same schedule. So it's really just
pretty
one other person.
But, you know, she's on uni, so... God,
that's hard enough.
Right, that's hard enough scheduling one person's uni schedule. Mm. Let alone, let's say, three other girls. I don't know how we'd have to start cutting. Well, Sally, if you can't make it, you just can't make it. These are the dates because we can't keep moving around for you. And I'm sorry you've got a psychology exam. But
the rest of us are free.
Like, if you're committed to the holiday, then you'll come.
Yeah, you'll sack it off.
You know, you'll sack it off. Like,
girls' holidays are tough.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, let's get into this episode.
With that in mind, would this cause drama amongst your friendship group? Or would this just be,
fuck it.
You know, picture this. It's taken months.
Mm.
Over six months.
We've all spent a lot of our money on this. We've been saving for this.
And we've been discussing this, I would say, for about 6 months.
Someone in the group's got the itinerary. Yeah. Someone's the mum of the group that's planned X, Y, Z.
We've got activities. We've got dinner reservations. And we're here to have a good time. We've had a tough year.
Right.
Right? Sally had a horrible breakup. Yeah. You know, I had a really hard time with my uni assignment.
Mm-hmm. You didn't pass 1 year, you failed a module.
Susan's had a tough time with her family. Mm-hmm. You
Sarah's been kicked out of her boyfriend's house.
And
we've come together.
We've all been cheated on, all right? And we've finally been able to schedule all our individual schedules on this one holiday. We've got seven days in Marbella, and that's it.
That's
right?
It.
So listen
we're
to
flying
this.
In.
Right?
We're flying out.
Right? And like, yeah, the first day and the last day, they're travel days. Mm,
that didn't count.
So we've got five days in Marbella to enjoy ourselves as a friendship group and really have a great time. Mm. And you're telling me this is going to go on? Story done.
Question of the week.
Right.
That was a great build-up from Miss Ullo there. So we've got on a girl's holiday. So
picture all that backstory.
Ditch your friends on a girl's holiday for a guy you've just met. We've got Would Never Be Me or Holiday Romance Baby. Let's do it. It's Hot Girl Summer.
I mean, listen. It's nothing I would want more than to fall in love under the Marbellan sun.
Absolutely.
You
Spanish
know,
sun?
Spanish sun. Marbella sun.
Spain.
Mm. Balearic
I've never
Island?
Been to Marbella. Would
Neither
love
have I. Is
to
it
go.
Balearic Island or is it on the mainland?
I don't know. I'm not good at geography.
I think it's an island.
Mm-hmm.
Not
can't,
sure.
Can't tell you. Lots of you out there will know, I'm sure.
You know, with it's giving me... What was that film?
With Leona Lewis.
The Shit Mamma Mia.
Mm.
Walking on Sunshine. Incredible film. It's literally an incredible film. Mm.
Chintzia loves it.
She
I've
falls
only watched
in love
it once. I'm not going to lie.
With... Is he Italian? He was an Italian. She had this
Does
bling.
He work at the hotel?
No, it's not a hotel. It was a villa they were in.
Oh, right.
You get a bit confused. Mm. But she... Just give you a quick synopsis. This woman, she had been to Italy... at one point and fallen in love with this gorgeous Italian man, like the most beautiful Italian man you've ever seen. Had this incredible, they fell in love, and then obviously she went home.
Oh.
And then she goes back to that place to holiday. Turns out her sister is engaged to the guy.
It's all coming back to
and
me,
then,
of course.
Obviously no one realised that they had this fling and they were kind of keeping this a secret because it was like, look, my sister's so happy, he seems happy. But then obviously love wins and they ended up
Sister's heartbroken.
But
not
but she,
so
no,
much.
No, but her ex is floating around and she managed to get back with her ex.
Very convenient how that works.
But it just shows what like a bit of Mediterranean sun can do.
So, I've never had a holiday romance.
No.
But I can see
we're not
how
wild enough for it. Me and
we're
Sophia
not brave enough.
See the fear in every situation
Absolutely.
When we're abroad.
Absolutely.
And we would not.
We don't even let people buy us a drink.
No.
When we were single, I'd be like, no, you probably, I just don't trust people.
We're not that free-spirited.
I wouldn't get on the back of your bike because I'd feel like
that's the thing. It's like I wouldn't get on your boat. I wouldn't go out for dinner with you. You know, say if it was like a group thing, I wouldn't go to your villa. That's so dangerous.
Do you know why?
We just think of the fears.
We think of the fears.
Like, say, yeah, there was beautiful, four attractive men. They're like, girl, we were single. And they were like, come back to our villa. We're having a villa party tonight. We'd be like, oh, hang on. Don't think that sounds safe, sir. That sounds like a lot of hazards. Anything could happen in that villa.
We always think,
you know, and we probably wouldn't go.
We had a scenario the day where we'd go. Have you seen on Instagram? They've taken that house. Are they not afraid that someone's going to blah, blah, blah?
It would take a lot for us to take a risk.
Do you know
like
why maybe that is? One, maybe because I think the main reason is because we often travel as a pair.
Yeah.
And if we're going in as a group of six girls, we might feel stronger
that's
in
true.
That. But we're always just the two of us, pretty much.
But I think Fiona and Angie are the same. They
wouldn't really
take risks
drilled into
like that.
Us.
Like,
stranger
like,
danger.
It's very much, it's like, well, we can go out for dinner ourselves and be safe and have a nice time.
Exactly.
So we're really going to take on all these risks. Mm.
It's a lot to think about. So we've never had a holiday romance.
No.
But I can see how magical it would be.
Oh my God, if it all worked out and it was lovely. And it was
like
purely
Monte Carlo.
Just a holiday thing.
It'd be amazing.
But I do think, there's power in numbers, like in a group.
Absolutely.
To say it was like we were a group of five and there was lads who were a group of five. Yeah, Let's go to your villa. Yeah. That sounds fine.
Or if there was three boys and six girls, it's like, great. We're in the majority here.
Yeah. It's two the way it might have been like four guys inviting me and Sophia back to their villa.
Bit scary.
For a party. Then we'd be like,
maybe not.
Right.
Okay, so we're one-sided this week, guys, and I'm happy to hear it.
Okay.
So 89% of you are saying...
We didn't even ask what the...
Yes, I did.
Oh, did we? Okay.
89% are saying would never be me. Would never ditch the girls on a holiday for a guy you've just met.
I wasn't expecting that.
I hope you're all being honest with that.
Because you know when you're in that moment. You know
when that guy comes along. Oh my God.
You know when that Spanish guy looks into your
absolutely.
Eyes and says, I want to take you up for the best paella we've ever had.
And you're thinking this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
And look, some of your friends being like, Susan, go, it's fine. But deep down they're being like, what a bitch.
But 89%, I believe you guys.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. And we've got 11% saying holiday romance, baby.
I respect that also.
Me too. There's no right or wrong here. We were just curious.
I respect both sides.
We've got some responses. If you go on holiday with the girls all the time and this boy could potentially end up being something, then maybe the casual holiday dinner or drinks date with me just to see how things go.
Yeah.
Wait, did that make sense? No, but I know what she's saying. Like, if you regularly vacate with the girls,
true.
A night away isn't the worst thing.
True.
But
right, true. Because also you could be like, I'll have dinner, but I'm meeting the girls after for the rest of the evening, you know, and kind of place it like that.
This girl said, oh, come on, of course they should. And it's not ditching.
Okay. Well, yeah.
We're a group of six. Supportive. On our last girls' holiday, one of my girls went off living her best Mamma Mia life.
Good for her.
She met an amazing boy who she got to know over that week and is now engaged.
Wow.
She would have never met him for that first drink if we were all being... bitches. So I'm saying she couldn't go, basically.
Right.
Obviously, this is situational, but I would never get in the way of a holiday fun and romance. People need to lighten up.
Yeah. You can see both sides.
You can. If it's for an evening or a short period, then yeah, why not?
Yeah.
But not for a long time.
I think when it's a big group...
We've got the other side of the coin here.
Oh, okay.
Just to interrupt.
Right.
My friend did this and she regrets it big time. She missed out on so many memories and inside jokes, etc., that she ended up feeling left out when she didn't...
See, inside jokes. It's like when Phoebe was pregnant, right?
Absolutely.
And there's everyone London went jokes. to London to go to Ross and Emily's wedding. And they all had a great time without Phoebe. They had all these inside jokes. And Phoebe felt so left out. Makes a lot of sense.
This happened to me on my first girls' holiday.
Yeah.
Me and my best friend were 18. It was just the two of us. She met a guy day four and I never saw her again until the last day seven, when she came back to the hotel for the airport transfer. Luckily, we had met other friends staying at our hotel that stuck by me. It was the most awkward flight home and I haven't seen her since we landed. This was 8 years ago. Wow.
That's real poor form.
That went off.
Well, that's like me and Sophie. Yeah, no.
I would like to say would never be me, but I have been on a girls' holiday and I did ditch them for a boy.
Okay.
I regret it and wish I just stuck with the girls.
Oh. But I think like if you're a group of six.
Yes.
Then like obviously it's fine.
It's not that noticeable if one member leaves.
Right. And if you're in support and you know where she is and she's safe and you've got, you know, maybe the guy's number, you got her on tracker and find her friends. But it's like if Sophia just fucked off with a guy she just met when we were here.
This girl said it right. She said, only if there's one for all of us.
Absolutely. 100%. If we're going to the villa, six girls, six guys. Mm.
It's tricky. I think you can look at it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, if it was a group, like you said, of
thing
like,
is, it's like never four say never,
more,
isn't it? Yeah, four or
then
more.
I would feel like, okay, I can leave for one night and go and see this guy.
Right. I think there's boundaries to it. I think leaving for the remainder of the holiday,
that's not okay.
Like, you didn't see her for 4 days.
Because it's like, we're here on a girl's holiday to hang out as friends.
And like I said,
we've all, you know, let's reconnect. We've all been on our different schedules. We're here
it's
together.
It's hard to all align schedules. That's the one thing about it. So it could be like, look, get his number, have a snog when you meet him, and be like, I'll see you back in England. Unless he is a Spanish guy in Marbella.
He's a local.
And then it's like, look, I'll you can FaceTime me and we can see if we can progress this further over the screen.
Could hop back on my Ryanair flight and come and see you.
Right. And then you could maybe fly out to me.
I would say the general rule is maybe not.
Yeah, I know, but then again,
because you're there with the girls.
Right. And it's like a you don't want to regret it thing. Because it's either tough. Like you're either going to regret not going and hanging out with him, or you might regret hanging out with him because
you've missed out.
He ditched you and you missed out on all these things.
Memories or with the girls.
You might regret it because he could have been your husband.
Like the girl that was engaged.
So it's, you can't look at it as a right or a wrong.
What I think is the perfect solution to this?
Yeah.
This guy has got to have a couple friends floating about somewhere.
Right.
That it can be like, join us, bring your friends to hang out with us on our dinner that, you know, we're going for dinner here, bring people.
Okay, so say it was me, so Sophia, it can be and a three group other girls. Setting. Mm-hmm. I meet a guy, I'm like, he wants to take me out, I'm never going to see him again, I really want to go. Mm. I'm going to ask if he's got three other friends.
Right.
So we can all do a group thing situation. And I can spend a bit more time with him just to see him.
Absolutely.
Then we're all in support.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah, hopefully.
That would be my perfect solution.
Right. But then I feel like there might be some conflict with that.
Really?
Yeah, because say, I feel like there'll be one person, I don't want to go out with this guy and his friends.
Right, I'm here with the girls. I'm talking to Steve at home and I really like him.
Right, like I don't want to go out with his random friend. That's the problem. Because I don't think I've got to go.
Girl group politics.
You know, because then it's like, what, I've got to go sit with a random guy?
You either have the girls, and I'm seeing from your responses, it's either the girls who are like, go for it, don't miss out, don't be stupid. Or it's like people who actually get pretty pissed off. And it's like, that's not okay. You're ditching us. That's not fair. Don't go and do that. You're being
silly. It might depend on how you approach the situation. Mm-hmm.
Either your mates are going to encourage you or your mates are going to be like, what the fuck?
If there's open communication between the friends, just be like, I really like him. You know, try and get some understanding from the friends.
If this were me, I think I would just base it off of my friends' reactions. Yeah. If my friends were encouraging it. If they were like, oh, I wouldn't do that. You're here with the girls.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, yeah, you're right. Like, it just depends on how the other people feel about it, really, I think.
Right. Such a good point.
Gosh, let us know where you're going on your girls' holidays this year, guys.
Where's the like hot location of the year?
Ibiza's a classic.
Great food spots there. Great
Spanish
clubs.
Islands, I feel like. Maybe some Greece action.
Mykonos action's always good for the little party vibe.
Absolutely.
On the beach.
Keep us posted, guys. Keep us posted. Baby.
So this is an interesting angle, because usually it might be like, I'm feeling suffocated by my roommate,
right?
You know, or maybe
she won't leave me alone, I've got no personal space.
Or it's like her boyfriend's always round, or stuff like that. But this is it wrong to be annoyed my roommate is never home?
So she's not to be seen.
So you're essentially living in a flat by yourself.
Basically.
And you're annoyed by that. Which I understand.
If you've signed up to live with...
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It's not what you thought it was going to be when you signed this agreement.
So I'm 22, female, called... Oh, she's given a real name. But we'll say Susan from Manchester.
Okay. Hello, Susan from Manchester.
Hello, Susan, 22. My dilemma is that I've recently moved out to live with my friend. She's given her real name again. I'm trying to think of a fake name.
Jess.
Jess, 23, female.
Nice.
Just the next town over from my hometown.
Okay.
Skip and jump. To the big city of Manchester, let's say. Mm-hmm. So we've got Susan and Jess just moved in together.
Sounds great.
Wow, this has been great being nearer to so many of my other friends. Mm. And I am enjoying more freedom compared to living at home. Am I wrong to be annoyed with my roommate for hardly ever being home? I mean, where is she? Are the guys?
I don't know.
Going back home because she's homesick? Mm. You can't really be angry at that. When she asked me to move in, I was so excited and thought, wow, this is going to be amazing. We'll be doing so many cool things together, even just like cooking together, all nights in, drinking, watching a movie, and going out together, etc. She was really excited for the small things. I almost said her real name. Jess has recently-ish, sometime before Christmas, we're looking about 6 months here
almost,
started seeing someone.
Okay, right.
So
I'm sensing where this is going now.
And while I am happy for her, I hardly ever see her. Her boyfriend will come over Tuesday night, Friday night, and then stay for all of the weekend into Monday morning.
Oh, so the boyfriend...
So he's coming Tuesday night, then he's coming on Friday night and staying for the full weekend.
Okay.
Until Monday morning.
So he's a roommate, basically.
Obviously, they are here in the same house, but they are usually... room, so they're not mingling,
they're not socializing
with Susan. And Susan's thinking,
hello, it's the weekend, right? Wakey.
I get on fine with her boyfriend and there is no issue there.
Okay.
And on the odd occasion we do spend time all together, I never feel like the third wheel.
Okay, great. So it's good, it's all good vibes, right? Here.
Last week I came back from holiday and thought, as I had been away for over a week, I would see when I got back. But I returned home to an empty house and a message from to say that she was staying with Brian. She put his real name there.
So she wasn't there when she got back.
That's sad. Now been back for 5 days and have seen her once in this time. On a Thursday, goes back to her parents' house.
Oh.
But by 7-ish, she'll be back with Brian.
We'll bleep out that.
Darn it. So ultimately, that is Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning.
So all week, she's living with... Brian.
If Jess and Brian aren't... they're either at one flat or they're in another flat. They're not spending any time apart.
If they are, maybe it's a night or a day.
But she's saying... Look, she's saying ultimately it's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning.
Wow.
Monday morning.
That's a full week.
So he's staying Tuesday night, then going to her family home on Thursday, then going back to Steve's on Thursday night. So maybe there's a Wednesday there that's free. She's saying not Wednesday.
You could listen to
Friday,
the girls'
Saturday,
bathroom
Sunday,
together.
Monday. So it's looking like Monday night and Wednesday she's going to be in the flat.
The openers.
And that's 2 out of 7.
It's not a lot.
I don't know if my emotions have been heightened because I am single and feel a bit lonely.
Okay, but
you're all... But feelings are always valid.
No, absolutely. But it is that, like, you know, if you did have a boyfriend who you saw Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you may not notice this as much. It's definitely, I see how you might feel that.
It's the absence of you going around to someone else's house that is probably really loud to you. Please could you give your opinion on whether I have a right to be annoyed? Maybe I should have come into living with someone with zero expectations, but I really did not expect to be 3 months in and having regrets.
Oh, regrets.
Thanks so much. I hope I hear from you.
Aww. You always hear from us.
Susan, that is so sweet. Right. I think, look.
Feelings are absolutely valid.
And I think you were totally right to have gone in with high expectations. Mm. Like, it's going to be super fun. Yes, we're going to cook together. We're going to
have
nights
in. We're really going to bond. We're moving out. We're living together. It's going to be so exciting.
You get to furnish, you know, whatever.
I think you're just pretty disappointed in how things have turned out. And it's not the living experience. It's not a bad living experience, but it's not the living experience that you thought you were going in for.
Thought you were going in for. And it's unfortunate that your timelines, you know, like kind of her timeline was she met Brian.
Right.
And now she's on this kind of journey where she's moved out. Mm. She's got a new boyfriend.
She can see her boyfriend whenever she wants because it's not like she's coming around to mum and dad's
house. And also like the boyfriend come over to her house because it's not at mum and dad's house. And she's kind of on this journey where she's experiencing that. Mm-hmm. And she's having these new experiences with this guy. Mm. And you're not having any new experiences.
Yes.
Kind of. And it's like you're kind of missing her because she's, you know, having these new experiences with Brian.
Yes.
And kind of left you in the
lurch
in this flat.
Which she is well within her rights to have.
Right. Which I think this is easily approached by you just saying, Susan, I miss you. Can we maybe, on Thursday, can we maybe cook something? And
maybe what needs to happen is that, like, yes, you guys are roommates, but you're kind of like passing ships in the night, like you don't really see each other. So maybe you actually need to just arrange and book stuff in as if you weren't roommates. Do you know what I mean?
In advance.
Be like, oh my God, Sarah, like I've seen this new like pizza place. Maybe on Saturday, like, do you wanna go for lunch? Like, book things in with her, which when you're kind of roommates, you feel like you don't really need to do that because you're seeing each other all the time. But since you're not,
Yeah.
Plan things just as if you weren't. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Like,
then you're going to get that exactly. guaranteed time with her.
Or it's like, you know, booking the friend night, you know? Yeah. So it's like, whether it's the...
There's a new Kardashian out.
Even if it's
it?
That Wednesday night when she's not... But if you both know every week Wednesday nights for the roommates, you know, and we're going to do something, at least that is one constant where, you know, you can't
a little compromise that you can both.
Yeah, and maybe like a Sunday brunch, you know.
Even just like going to the gym together.
I think, exactly. I think it is just communicating. Look, she's got another person in her life that she's trying to schedule around. She's become a bit obsessed with him.
Yeah.
She's obviously wanted to see him all the time. Understandably, we've all been there, right?
And you'll probably be in that situation 100%, at some point.
100%.
Where like you're not really at the flat. You're out with your person. Like you've got your own shit going on.
I do feel like that is kind of just life.
Yes, it is.
And you can't really... control that, because it's like, as lovely as it would have been to have this whole Sex in the City moment where it's like we're both single for ages and we're gonna live in this flat and we're gonna cook and have these crazy nights just together all the time, like life happens and you and people, you know, people's circumstances change. So I think it's just like, it's unfortunate, it's not as you expected, but like, make the most of it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Think you try are, and enjoy this chapter as much
absolutely.
As possible.
Like, you are still having a positive experience.
Right. It's like, not like
you
she's said, being a nightmare.
Like, you do like her boyfriend. Like, you can hang
she
out
could,
as
he
a three.
He could have been terrible, right?
You can hang out as a three and you're not feeling like a massive third wheel. You know, that's little things to be grateful for.
Right.
For sure.
At least they're including you in some aspects of, like, hanging out.
I think just make some plans with Sarah if you can.
Yeah.
Make some one-on-one at the flat plans, but like, are you going to be in on Wednesday night? I'm going to buy this for us and we can eat it and we can watch
this. I really
this.
Want us to make this. I saw this recipe on TikTok.
Yes.
You know, these kind
those
of vibes
kind of things.
And get her on board. And just remember, like, this chapter's not going to last forever. Like, this might be just like another six. You don't know what would happen when they're in their relationship.
Yeah.
They could break up at any instant, you know. Or
you might meet someone.
Or you might meet someone. Like, this is not going to go on for years and years and years.
No, this is so, very temporary.
You know, just try and make the most of it. You know, enjoy the alone. Try and embrace the time alone in the flat. I mean, me and Sophia really enjoyed our alone time. When we both lived alone,
absolutely.
Like, it is
best time that was.
It is a nice time when you can like embrace the loneliness.
Yes,
of being single.
But it's not loneliness. It's
exactly
just like
it's just
peaceful.
It's peaceful, and you get to do everything you want to do. Mm. Oh my god, there's nothing better than not having to be like, do you want to do this?
Yeah.
It's like, what do I want to eat for dinner
in my space?
You know, so you don't have to ask fucking Jess what she wants to eat. Decide what you want to eat.
And
you know,
eat
and eat it, you know. So just try and
there are good things about it,
right? But I understand the frustration.
You're
disappointed. And the disappointment. 100%. It's always the case when a boyfriend enters the chat.
Exactly.
And there's
the dynamic shifts a little bit,
and it's new because
yeah.
it's new. You thought you were moving in with a single girl, right? You were gonna spend all this time with it.
And it switched.
And
up.
Now Brian's in the picture. Oh my god, I saw this really funny TikTok.
What?
I was gonna put it on the girls' bathroom Instagram, but then it took I don't know whether to put it. But it was like, this guy met this woman and well no, he didn't meet this woman, but there was this woman in Dublin and she had five sons. She named every single one Brian.
You're joking.
And it was this TikTok about how she named every single one of her sons Brian.
So they've all got the same name.
Yeah, this guy was like, why? why did you name all your sons Brian? Like,
or, oh my God.
Because, like, you can't differentiate them. They right. don't have an identity. And she was like, well, because my dad was called Brian. He was, like, the nicest man I ever met, kind of thing.
Oh, sweet.
And, but it was something like, but they all had different dads. It was something funny like that.
But oh, like, my
you,
God.
What's an Irish accent? Why did you name them all? No, what's, how do you do Irish?
Oh, Ireland. I'm not good at Irish. Ireland.
Why did you name them all?
Brian?
Brian.
I can't do
all
it.
All five of the kids were called Brian. Just oh, a funny, funny. Brian meme.
Okay, guys, next dilemma is loyalty to my brother or my best friend? Here we go.
Brother or best friend?
I'm 25 and I have a twin brother. Let's call him Brian. Brian.
Imagine I had a twin. That'd be such a fascinating experience. Mm.
I would enjoy having a twin. I would like having a twin, but especially a twin of the opposite sex.
Yeah, that would be really eye-opening and quite nice, yeah. I think.
You who I'm really close to. You learn a lot about
the opposite species, I think, at a young age.
Brother Brian has always been a bit of a lad and never really committed and will see multiple girls at the same time. I obviously don't agree with this behaviour, but he has no plans to settle down anytime soon.
Yeah, got it. So we you know his intentions with women.
We had a joint birthday night out last month. Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday, guys.
And we
guys.
Both invited our close friends.
Of course. Oh, I think that's so fun. This is lovely. The opposite sex.
I love that you're 25 and you're still...
It's really lovely.
Like, keeping...
Well, they have... Yeah. I suppose you've got to celebrate together. You were from the same womb.
Right. One of the friends I invited was a girl from work. Let's call her Sarah. She's 27 and we've been super close friends for about 5 years now.
Nice.
One of the reasons we're so close is because we're both single and I've really bonded over this.
Got it.
Single girls bond is strong.
Single girls bond is strong.
Both of us talk about wanting to find someone, but keep lovely. Falling for the wrong guys.
Okay, Sarah, here we go.
On our birthday night out, Brian kept flirting with Sarah, and I could tell she was really enjoying
How
it.
About?
She asked me in private if I would mind if they got together. I said it wouldn't bother me, but warned her about him being a player and not ready to settle down.
Yeah.
She said she was happy with something casual.
Oh, of course. Yeah, then she falls in love.
And ended up getting with him that night.
Of course.
We're always happy with casual at the start.
So Brian and Sarah having a little snog. Mm. What a wonderful time.
When we were next at work, she was telling me all about Brian. Babe, he's my brother.
I don't want to hear all about the details.
And how he's been texting her ever since. Oh, she's also told other people in the office and people kept joking how we were going to be sisters. I would honestly love
joke.
That.
Yeah.
But I know it's very unlikely. Yeah. I try to drop in about how Brian is super casual and he's not a commitment guy. Yeah. But Sarah just brushed it off and carried on talking about their plans to meet up. So I've ended up reaching out to Brian to find out his perspective, to see if maybe she could be the one to change him.
Yeah, because it happens. Mm. It's
only takes one girl.
Exactly, that's the point.
He said all nice things about her, but nothing different to how he spoke about other girls in the past, and more surface level compliments rather than deeper connection.
Right, not like I see something with this girl.
Just that she's
different, yeah.
This has continued for the past month, and Sarah seems to be falling
It takes
harder
1 month to
and
fall
harder.
In love.
She will Four say weeks. Things to me like, I doubt he's ever said this to another girl before. And talks, she's just falling
Sarah,
for it all.
Babe.
And talks about going on a group holiday in the summer.
Yeah.
Hold your horses,
like
Sarah.
That guy from last week with the one month rule, it's scaring me. Mm.
She said she can tell he's falling for her and tells people Sarah, in the office babe. That he's obsessed with her. Okay. On the other hand, Brian is telling me a very different story and
Brian.
Says he likes her, but she's quite intense and needy.
Oh no, Brian!
I keep getting conflicting versions of the story. For example, Sarah told me he invited her to a family roast on Sunday, but Brian says she brought it up and put him in a position where he felt like he had to invite her.
Oh, I feel
this
sorry
is great
for
getting both sides.
Sarah. Oh,
Sarah's really it's just the way she's swept up in the imagination.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
We've all been Sarah.
Because there's nothing worse than being super confident and bragging about something. He's inviting me.
Right.
And he's chatting shit about that. Mm.
people in the office also think they're actually a couple. Oh. And when I tell them the other side of the story, they are shocked.
Oh, there's a lot of gossip going on in the office.
I feel like there's an argument brewing between us, as she seems to be trying so hard to prove to me that he is serious about her. And I keep telling her that he's not like that and will say this stuff to girls all the time.
Okay, so you're still being a realist with her.
She mugged me off in the office the other day, saying that I'm too protective of my brother and that I don't like he's got another girl in his life.
Sarah's going
in. Which really pissed me off because I'm only trying to stop getting
hurt. Sarah said to your face, you're only pissed off because he's got another girl in his life.
That's brave from Sarah.
That's a bold statement to make.
My dilemma is, I think I know what it
is, babe. That's a bold statement.
Another one here. I know Brian is still seeing other girls. Sarah does not know that.
It's going to be heartbroken.
I've told him this is wrong, and if he's not serious about Sarah, he needs to call it off.
Right.
He agrees, but then he doesn't seem to know anything about it. On the one hand, I want to tell Sarah, as she's a really close friend, and what Brian is doing is wrong.
Right.
But on the other hand, I feel like I've warned her about this, and she said she went into casually.
Yeah.
She wanted something casual, and the way she handled things between us has really annoyed me. Please help me.
Listen, from the off, you were very honest with her.
You really were. You've said it.
You said go for it.
Before they even kissed.
But he's not this type of guy. Mm. You know, this is what he does. Be careful. Mm. He's not a commitment guy. Be careful.
You've said it. You know, how many times can you say it?
You have, and she's in defense mode. Like, I get it. I feel like I'd be the same. Like,
she wants it
to
work.
You so badly want to prove someone wrong and that someone's not who people are telling you.
You
want
to be the one that changes this
guy. Yeah, 100%.
You want to take this player and make him, you know, just weak at the knees.
Well, you've got his sister being like, listen, it's not happening.
It's a challenge.
You know, and you're thinking, you know what, you can do one and this guy's gonna fall in love with me and I'm gonna touch because I've been invited to the family roast on Sunday. How about that?
We're talking about group holidays. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? And then she's going straight to her too, and we're like, what's going on? And he's been like, well, she fucking invited herself. And it's getting awkward. And the issue here is that there is going to be something's brewing between the two of the girls,
unfortunately,
which is he's kind of put you in this position.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's telling you...
Well, it's your brother.
Right. He's this is your close friend and your brother. He's telling you he doesn't like her like that. He does need to sack her off, but he's not doing anything about it, right?
He's seeing other girls.
He's seeing other girls. And then you've got your mate being like, I think, you know, he's really falling
for me.
I bet
he doesn't say this to everyone and all this.
Doesn't say this to everyone. I'm defo special and I've defo got his heart, you know? And you're just kind of like, there's a lot of gossip going around the office. And it's awkward. I think you give your brother an ultimatum. I think, because I'm thinking it's how siblings are.
Right.
I think about it, look, if just sack it off with her, or I'm going to tell her that you're seeing Katie at the weekend, you know, and just like get it out there. You can
maybe
figure this out.
Maybe just like, look,
or
your brother,
don't get involved.
Your brother is obviously not serious about this girl, unfortunately.
Right. Which is sad because, you know.
Which is sad because Sarah seems to be falling head, you know, fast and
hard. I'm sure she'd be a lovely sister-in-law.
Mm. So I think maybe just have a chat with your brother and be like, look, we both know here, you don't really fucking
just
like Sarah.
Just like, you're putting me in a shitty situation.
Exactly. Like, look, I work with her. She's a close friend of mine. Like, you've had your fun. Like, this is just now getting awkward for me at work.
Yeah.
And,
so
you
I've
know,
got people asking me if they're a couple.
She's telling people at work.
And I'm going to have, I'm having to tell
people. At the
kettle
that you're an item.
I'm having to tell people the truth, what you're telling me.
Right.
And then she's telling them everything else. It's
like,
awkward.
I feel like, you know, you can say to your brother, like, I'm thinking of me. I'd just be like, look, can you just cut
but
it off?
But also, I'm thinking of Sarah in this instance. You know, she's being mugged off.
Right.
And she's being embarrassed. And people know what's really going on. Mm. And she's actually being blindsided.
But also, like, Sarah's got her love goggles on.
Yeah, she's been warned.
She's been warned countless times. You keep on, that's why she's getting pissed off, because you keep on reminding her, Brian's not like that, you know? Brian's not a commitment guy. Like, you
and
have
she's disregarding
done,
you.
Yeah, she's just thinking,
as
shut the fuck up. She's on her little romance train. Yeah. So maybe say to your brother, like, look, could you just do me a favor and just call this off? Like, you're not short of girls. I know you're dating other people.
Right.
You've got a date this weekend. Can we just cancel this for now? Because this is just getting awkward for
me. I think...
I'd like to think he would do it.
I think he
would. It's your twin brother. You're super close.
Right.
He'd be like, yeah, fuck
if
this.
If you're actually being serious for once, he'd be like, look, Rebecca, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I will sack her off. Yeah. But then you're going to have the onslaught of the heartbroken Susan.
But you can deal with that. And it's you know, it's not, but it's, I told you so.
It's for the greater good of Susan and her. She deserves to meet someone who's going to fall in love with her. And that.
Yours and Susan's relationship might change after this.
Yeah, because she's going to associate you with your brother. If she does get pretty heartbroken.
But she knew that going into it.
From the first kiss, you warned her.
You know, really, she should never... If you are such close friends, she should never have gone there with your brother. That's my opinion.
True, it should have been the... Yeah. Should have been... The, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Somebody's got such a good point.
There we go.
Such a good point.
That's my thoughts on
Obviously,
that one.
Obviously, he turned that charm on.
Mm. Sarah was wooed by that, absolutely. 100%.
See, again, boys just know how to...
They know what to say. They're very clever with their words.
I saw something the other day. And it was about... Now, let me get my facts straight and what I saw.
You have a think. We're in no rush here.
And it was about... Girls, now I don't know what the science is behind this, but girls struggle to see when...
Bullshit.
Yeah. Whereas guys can see bullshit pretty quick.
That's interesting
thing, whereas girls are so... Like, we see the good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so... I can't remember, but it's given me very much those
vibes. It's kind of like... And I'm the same, like... You know, say if I'm dating a guy, blah, 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 and he's chatting all this, I want to believe you.
That's what it is.
I want to believe what you're telling me, so I'm going to believe it.
I think that's what it is.
Like, if we're romantics and I'm looking for something and I'm trying to like, I'm holding on to those little things that you're saying that you've not even noticed that you've said.
So say you mentioned there's one Sunday lunch with the fam on Sunday. I'm going, he's inviting me up to Sunday. I'm in with the fam. And now.
Otherwise, why would he have told me that he's going?
Right. It's... overanalyzing everything, and that only happens when you're not getting enough from a partner
because you're clutching at straws.
Right. It's like when you're trying to so believe that someone is right for you or that this is right, and you
gotta convince yourself.
It's like you've got to convince yourself by these tiny small things when really all the signals are telling you
no.
Because I'm sure Susan, if she just sat back and looked in as an outsider, would be like, do you know what, I've been absolutely twatted up here. I've been taken for a ride here.
Right.
You know, if she acts, because surely...
There's signs.
He's being very open with everyone else. Oh, God, no. Susan, I don't take her seriously.
Right.
She's not... No, I don't know.
She just doesn't want to see it.
Yeah. It has to be.
Happened to us all.
We've all been there. God knows, we've all been there. Baby. So, am I better off without these girls? Or are they worth grovelling for? The biggest question.
This is an interesting one. So this is a long one. It's going to surprise you, I think.
Right. I'm going to get straight into it. It's a long one. This year, I started my final year of uni. After coming back from my placement year in London, which I absolutely loved.
Well, that's amazing.
I found my internship during the peak time of the pandemic, as nothing was going to stop me getting it.
You go, girl.
It's all I wanted to do since I started uni. Unfortunately, my best friends at uni never managed to find a placement before the deadline. Mm-hmm. And they'd be continuing final year as usual. Okay, so it's an added year, isn't it? On top of your final year. Which made me so upset because it meant that I wouldn't graduate with them.
Right.
I hadn't seen these girls in almost a year because life got busy and we were in a pandemic for the most of it. Fast forward to me starting uni in September, I wanted to meet them, catch up, go for dinner. Until I saw they were all out together without me. Aww. I wanted to question it as they knew I was back for uni and only lived a train stop away.
Mm.
Aww, this is sad. After sending them a message, they all started saying things about how they wouldn't even think to include me anymore because of how distant I've been the last year. Oh, so they're kind of twisting it on her.
Mm.
How I haven't made the effort to attend their birthdays and how I've been complaining about not having the money to travel to see them but going out every weekend in London.
Ooh.
Ouch.
She fucked up, maybe.
But she put that in quotation marks.
Oh, right.
So those girls said, well, you know, we've been saying, come up here for my birthday and you've been out and about, going out in London with your new pal.
They've obviously not felt like a priority.
They felt left out by your new life.
Yeah, look, they've thought she's moved to London and she's forgot about
us. But also it's like, you've met new people, you're socialising with other people.
We'll back you.
Yeah. I wasn't out every weekend by any means. And if I was, most of the activities I would do were free. Mm. I was on an unpaid internship living in London, trying to make the most of it. Do not apologize for going out in London and enjoying yourself.
Having a good time.
Right. I tried to explain that it was my year to find myself as an individual and grow to learn about the woman I was. Absolutely. Guys, understand. I also said to them that friendships don't have to be consistent and that adulthood means that you might not see a friend for months. But when you do, it's amazing and you catch up like you've had no time apart. But they didn't understand.
Okay.
So you were expecting a warm welcome. She's back. She's back. Let's here catch up.
It's like old times. Yeah. Let's snap right back how into was how it? Things were.
We missed you. Mm. You know, let's catch up. Tell us all about the year. And but you didn't
really,
get that.
Along but this year, they've been thinking, fucking hell, Sarah's forgotten about us.
They've been thinking
us.
She's fucked off and not bothering about
she's
us.
She's moved to London. I've seen her out and about. She's not come to my birthday. Right. Where's the effort? It's just excuses from Sarah.
Right.
Can see both sides here.
Yeah. They were also upset about how I hadn't invited them to my birthday, despite me only being allowed to invite 6 people by law.
Of course.
This must have been at the time when it was the sixth rule. Mm-hmm. Prioritizing my boyfriend and best friends I've had since I was really young. Right. You should not have to justify. Right.
6 people's tough.
Yeah. I was so confused. In that entire year, they never said anything and would still be so lovely to me. Mm-hmm. And I've messaged them quite frequently. You can understand how I was so upset because to me, these messages were so out of the blue. Yet they'd clearly been talking about it behind my back. Yeah. They had a new group chat.
So you kind of thought, we're keeping in touch. You're regularly communicating. Right. Like but you are like, catching up. You've not gone silent
and
for a year.
I think you were seeing it as, This is moving into the chapter of this is an adult friendship now.
Right.
I'm busy. I've got my internship. I'm working on my career. Mm. I'm not prioritizing keeping up with my friends from uni right now. Like I'm focusing on my boyfriend and being in London and my career. And yes, you're always going to be one of my best friends. But now,
I'm here for just a year. It's a placement year. It's temporary.
Right now, this is the chapter where I'm trying to find me, and I'm not focusing. I must make sure Susan. You know,
your priority list has just shifted a bit.
Adult friendships do take a shift. Don't get me wrong. I'm so grateful for the opportunity I've had, and I appreciate that. I'm so lucky to have been able to experience my time in London. But I spoke so highly of my uni mates to my new housemates and constantly talked about how I miss them, so their comments really upset me. Right.
They took you by surprise for sure. You weren't expecting that reception.
Thought they were in support of kind of your moves you were making down in London. We haven't spoken since. One of the girls who I was closest to has reached out, but I told her I was still upset by the situation as it was quite fresh and that I didn't want to make small talk and pretend like nothing had happened. Right. A couple of months later, I'm now going to be graduating in a few weeks. I really miss these girls and I thought they were my soul sisters that I finally met my people. Aww. My question is, I don't know whether to try being close again and rekindle the friendship we had, or if I'm better off without them. Were we just friends because of convenience of being on the same course? Let me know.
That's a big question.
This is very unfortunate, I think.
Well, it sounds to me like you genuinely love these girls and you genuinely thought these are my friends for life. I think your intentions were very innocent. You know, like you said, you spoke so highly of these girls to the new people you met in London. You were like missing them all the time and blah, blah, blah. But it was obviously just a massive
reaching out and having some communication and
massive miscommunication, because they've taken the stance of she's left us, she doesn't care about us anymore, she's moved on, I've seen her out and about and she's not come here.
There's been a lot unsaid throughout the year.
Yes, that's kind of just like built up.
Right, so maybe
time.
maybe it was Susan's birthday and you couldn't make it because you're on an unpaid internship and
train fare's expensive
and you've got to get her a present and you've got to buy drinks on this night out.
You're
saying I can't afford it. Right, and then that maybe a week later they're seeing you at a bar in London at some event and they're thinking, eh?
Right.
You can't afford what, you know?
Right. Which I get.
And they're kind of not saying anything and it's kind of bubbling up on their part and they're kind of getting this resentment from you, thinking that you have just moved on from them. But I think it stems from a place of love because they love you and they want to be your friend.
They were hurt
because they miss you and they wanted you to still be a part of the group.
I definitely feel like the way you've described these girls, I do definitely feel like this is something you should fight for.
Yeah, I don't think this is, I think this is, again, it's just misunderstanding and a lack of communication throughout the year.
I almost feel like if this were me, maybe I would just be like, girls, like, I really want to hang out and just like talk things through. Like, I've got a lot that I want to say.
Make amends.
And I just want to have a conversation with you guys. And then you can all be in like the room together.
Yeah.
Whether that's in your living room or in your bedroom or wherever you want
to
be.
Maybe not in a public. You can go to a public space.
And just really like
hash it
express
out.
Express, you know, your side of the story, because they've been talking, the three of them, all year about, oh fuck, because like they said, and they were like, we didn't even think to invite you, we didn't, you weren't even on our radar, they didn't even think to invite you. They've really made the narrative for themselves in that you 100%. Are no longer a part of this group, and you've been completely clueless.
And I think
in a different city
you had decided that also, right,
so I think you need to really try and take control of where this narrative is going and be like, look guys, like, I have been totally unaware of what's been going on your end of the stick. Like, I've been in London, like, I, you know, I've been speaking so highly of you girls, like, I was really missing you girls, like, I was trying to keep in touch, like, yes, I'm sorry that I didn't make the effort to come to your birthdays and blah blah blah, but I knew I was only going to be in London for a year, it was a temporary thing, I wanted to make the most of it. But, you know, I feel like you guys have been thinking that I've been there
ditching you, guys.
You when, like, honestly, my
intentions wasn't were that.
Totally not like that. And just say, like, I was really surprised when I came home and there wasn't almost like a warm reception that,
or like,
I thought there was going to be
a party for me.
Like, you know? I really thought that us girls were strong and we just pick up where we left off. And just really try and express that.
Say exactly what Sophia just said.
If you can voice note that.
If you can
write
that down, that would be fantastic.
And memorize it and regurgitate it. And then I would hope there'd be a bit of sympathy on their end of being like, okay, we might have got the story a bit muddled up here.
They're either going to act in defense and disregard
everything you've said, just not hear.
And just hit, not hear you, and just stick by their narrative. Mm. Like, no, you fucking didn't come to my birthday. Right?
Because for pretty much a whole year, they've been thinking, well, we're not friends with her anymore.
Right.
So it's going to take a while for them to change their minds, I think. It's not going to be an overnight decision.
And I think, as you know, they're going to have to discuss it as a group. I feel like they're like, well, you know, that's how we are, aren't we? Like, and but I think you're being honest, vulnerable, open.
It's genuine.
There's no reason why you can't move on and just move past it. Be like, look, all our bads. You know, that was obviously a miscommunication from all of our parts. Let's not let it happen again.
Bit of a whirlwind.
Let's not let it happen again, girls.
Let's learn from this.
Let's learn from this and
be stronger as a four.
Yeah, but the thing is, these happen with, like, you know, uni friends.
Good friends are worth fighting for because they're hard to find.
And I think it's sad when, so yeah, you were probably all living together as a group.
You're all very synced up.
You know, and then you're all very synced up living on the same schedule. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're all living in separate cities. It's going to be very hard with adult friendships and keeping a line, and people are making new friendships. And look, Susan's going out with all these new friends she's got. Yeah. And you're thinking, oh, well, she's not messaged me in a while.
Maybe it was just because, like, you were the first one to kind of be in a new environment without them, and they haven't experienced that yet. But maybe when they do, they'll be like,
they'll
understand kind of see where Susan
when they're
from.
In a new work environment, and they've got to go out with, you know, work colleagues, and they're making new friends, and, you know,
they might be able to relate
a bit
more.
Things are going to take a shift when, you know, you step into the workplace and move
cities.
It's
definitely worth a few more conversations. I really do hope you can gain their trust again and, you know, get back together.
I think there's hope. 100%.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, if they're really fighting it and it's turning quite sour and turning a bit nasty, then we don't want
to
be in that situation, unfortunately.
We don't
and it's just
want
something
to
learn
point.
From and it wasn't meant to be, you know?
Yeah. I think try your best. But if
that's
your
all
best
you can do.
Isn't good enough for them,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. Like, again, then that's not worth more of your
energy.
Because you know, you've got a new life now. I'm sure you're going to go on to a job and graduate. And
but good luck with that. Please keep us posted.
I know. It's
a really tough situation to be in. But I think if these are truly the right people and your people,
truly your soul
and
sisters,
truly
as
girls
you said.
That you love and trust, they could move past
this.
They
will understand.
Absolutely.
And they'll move on.
Yeah.
100%. And if they don't, then like you've got other friends, whatever.
They're not, you know, your soul sisters.
You had six people at your birthday and none of them were there. So
right.
You're all right.
You've got, you know, people what I mean? Around you.
You're fine.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We're back next Wednesday. As always, you can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes. And you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom.
We hope you enjoy the rest of your week, guys.
Yes.
Smile. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.